We base on John chapter 9.
本来是每一次要讲一个神迹。
Well, I kind of set out to preach on one miracle in each message.
But 今天早晨显然的，我不能讲完这一章圣经。
But obviously, I would not be able to finish this chapter.
因为我觉得有几些重要的经文，我一定要同你们一同分享。
Because there are several important verses I want to share with you.
好不好？请你们翻开《约翰福音》第九章，我们从第一节念起，我们念到第五节。
Why don't we open the Bible to Gospel of John chapter 9? We shall read the first five verses.
第九章第一节到第五节，我一个人念，请你们大家仔细听。
And Reverend Shen will be reading this passage.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比啊，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪。”也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上写作神的作为来。趁着白天，我们必须做那差我来这的工，黑夜将到，就没有人能做了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。我们就读到这里为止，请大家低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次恭敬虔诚的向你敬拜，求你自己打发你的圣灵在我们中间再一次的显明你自己的作为。哦，我们的恩主啊，你知道我们何等的迟钝，若不是你用圣灵来光照我们，我们怎么能够明白你的心意呢？我的恩主，让我们今天早晨在读这段经文的时候，让我们更进一步的知道你是谁，让我们更进一步的知道你要我们做的是什么，好让我们人活在地上，让我们真能照着你的旨意而行。我的恩主啊，我们实在是泥笨的，我们需要你来 touch 我们的 mind and heart and also spirit， 所以我们正能够完全领会你自己的道。Father, once again we bow our head before thee and ask you to come upon us, not only come upon us, and also touch our hearts and mind and spirit, and open our eyes so we can see the wonders of thy word, and also our spirit would be fade, our spiritual life would be fade by thy word today, and we become stronger and live in abundant life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
感谢神，使我们今天早晨能看这段经文。
We thank God that this morning we can open up to this passage.
约翰写这个神迹有他特别的用意。
And John recorded this miracle with a special purpose.
在别的福音书里面也讲到主耶稣医治瞎眼的人。
It's also recorded in the other Gospels that Jesus healed those who were blind.
但是这个瞎眼是同别的瞎眼不同。
But this blind person has something different with the others.
圣经告诉我们说，这个是生来瞎眼的人。
The Bible said he was born blind.
我们知道，若是人的眼睛瞎了，有别的原因的话，可能得医治。
We know that if a person went blind because of certain reason, then there might be a way to cure that.
但是一个生来是瞎眼的话，换句话说，他绝对没有希望可以得医治。
But for someone who is born blind, there's no way for him to recover.
你想想看，一生下来就居住在一个黑暗的世界里头。
Imagine that, born into a world of darkness.
你想他的人生是何等的痛苦。
What a painful life he has led.
换句话说，他没有真正能够存活的希望。
In other words, he didn't really have a chance to survive in this world.
虽然他是活的。
Even though he was alive,
但是他是没有希望的。
But he was without hope.
但圣经告诉我们说，耶稣过去的时候就看见这个生来瞎眼。
And the Bible said as Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
是我里头有个感受。
And I was touched inside.
无论你的人生有多大的痛苦。
No matter what kind of pain, how great a pain it is we experience.
不管你什么样的光景中你生活在里面。
Doesn't matter what kind of situation you are in.
就是在人看来没有希望的。
Even though it's hopeless according to man's standard.
但等到耶稣你接了你，我们就有了希望。
But when Jesus met you, you will have hope.
所以像一首副歌说，耶稣一来，万事都要改变。
Just like a song says, when Jesus comes, everything shall change.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God and praise Him.
为着这个生来瞎眼的，我心里觉得非常的感恩。
And I'm filled with thanksgiving for this blind person.
虽然这件事差不多2000年以前了。
Even though it happened about 2000 years ago.
但是对我来讲，这件事好像今天早上发生的事一样。
But to me, it's just as if it happened this morning.
我心里真是快乐。
I am happy.
感谢赞美主。
We praise Lord.
不管我们中间有哪一个人。
Doesn't matter which one of you.
你的人生有什么样的问题？
What kind of problem you have in your life?
才能看起来,
maybe it's hopeless by man's standard. But I want to declare a gospel to you this morning.
这位神他成了人,
that this God who became man,
他这位主耶稣基督, 他一到你的生命里面,
this Jesus, when he enters into life, your life, you will have hope.
但是第二节给我们看见一个很大的转变。
But verse 2 give us, shows a real turnaround there.
耶稣基督看见了这个瞎眼的,实际上从第一节到第六节会接上去的。
Actually, verse 1 connects directly with verse 6.
若是把第二节到第五节的经文拿掉了,第一节到第六节,你念下去很通的。
You'll be able to read, make a very smooth transition from verse 1 directly to verse 6.
所以在我们有讲解这个经文以前, 我要对你们这些年轻的人,查经办的人, 我给你们讲这件事。
And before we go into the passage, I want to speak to the young people, those of you who had a background from a Bible study group or fellowship group.
圣经里面常常给我们看见那个 main thought, the train of thought 下来的时候, 有的时候为某一件事发生了, 加了一些东西在里头, 你可以把它拿掉, 你读的时候很通顺。
Oftentimes in the passage in the Bible, the main thought is interrupted by another incident, but if you've taken the other verses out, you'll be able to read it more through, smoothly.
所以在我们discussion的时候, 我们应该把这样的经文分开来讲。
And therefore, in our course of discussion, we'll need to set aside those verses.
Okay, now 第二节开始发生了一件事。
Starting verse 2, something else happened. Jesus saw the man who was blind from birth, and he was about to heal him. And yet, the Bible told us that his disciples butt in.
他们进来做什么呢?
And to do what?
他们问耶稣个问题。
They asked Jesus a question.
他说, 拉比啊, 这个人生来是瞎眼的, 是谁犯了罪? 是他犯了罪呢,
and there's a rabbi who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind.
我现在请问你,
let me ask you this question.
这个问题,若是用我们现在的话来讲,
what does this question mean in our language today?
哎,已经教了两次了,
now you should know how to play by the rule, right? We have gone through this twice already.
现在,用我们现在的话来讲,
use our language today.
这个问题是个什么样的问题?
What kind of question is that?
No. No. What? No. 为什么人会受苦啊?
Why does man suffer?
那为什么你马上去答复说是罪呢? 这些门徒们看见这生来瞎眼的,忽然间有了一个问题,人类到底为什么会受苦啊?
When the disciples saw this man who was born blinded, a question came up in their mind and said, why does man suffer?
我心里请问你,耶稣的这些门徒们是有学问的人呢,是大学教授呢,还是一些大于普通的人呢?
When we talk about disciples, are we talking about a bunch of scholars, learned people, or just fishermen type?
我请问你,这些人是从哈佛出来的呢,还是从那个加利利的海边进来的?
Were they from Harvard, or are they from the Sea of Galilee?
我告诉你,我读到这里的时候,我就好笑起来了。
And I thought it was kind of funny when I came upon this verse.
这么一夜之间,这些大鱼的人忽然变了哲学家,要讨论这个哲学问题,人到底为什么要受苦啊?
What happened to these fishermen that overnight they turned into philosophers and they would discuss some of the sources
of sin?
I believe this is a passage that you young people need to pay close attention to.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们这些年纪老的人已经差不多要死了。
Because those of us, we are old enough, we are about to die.
我们看见这个世界上受苦的事太多了。
We have seen too much suffering in this world.
但是对你们来讲,这个世界是玫瑰花的。
But to you, it's all roses.
这个世界是应该很快乐的。
This is should be a happy world.
但你们将来要面对一些人受苦的问题啊。
But you are about to face some sufferings in life.
忽然一个非常康健、非常美丽、非常活泼的年轻的女孩子，哪晓得去游了泳以后上来，这个景致跌宕了，全身瘫痪。
And here's a beautiful, vibrant young girl. She went into swimming the sea, and she came up. Her neck is broken, and she was paralyzed from her neck down.
那么漂亮的女孩子,那么个好的,有学问的女孩子,怎么会受这个苦啊?
A beautiful, well-educated girl, why did she have to suffer that?
那些调皮捣蛋的,那些女孩子反而都是很好。
On the other hand, those naughty girls, and they were doing just fine.
所以你说，若是上帝是爱的话，为什么叫人受那么多的苦啊？
If God is love, why did He permit us to suffer so much?
我相信每一个人对这个问题都是在心中，不过没有讲出来就是了。
I'm sure this question is in everybody's heart, just that we haven't voiced it out.
所以那一天，就是这一些没有学问的这些大鱼的耶稣基督的门徒们，他们都问耶稣这个问题：这个人生来瞎眼的，到底是谁犯了罪？是他犯了罪呢，还是他的父母犯了罪？
And on that day, this bunch of fishermen, uneducated people, and all of a sudden they came up with this question, said, Rabbi, who sinned, his parents or him? But actually, some of the answer contained in their own question.
他说他生来瞎眼，是什么人犯了罪？所以你可以看出来，这个问题里包含着一个意义，就是说受苦是从罪来的。
They asked questions that he was blind, born blind. Who sinned, was because who sinned? That contained this idea that we suffer because of our sin.
我相信这个的观念不但是犹太人那一个时代，就是现在我们中国人，我们也有这样的观念的。
This concept is not just in the Jews those days, but also contained in our minds as modern day Chinese.
是不是呢？
Right.
在我们中间，若是有一个人忽然得个很大的、很厉害的病，马上说，哼，这个人不好，那时候应该生病了。
And all of a sudden, this healthy person became sick, very sick, and he said, "Well, he must have done something evil. Now it's getting repaid."
不然的话，我们就没 way out, 没有 way out. 就人为什么会受苦啊？
Otherwise, we have no way out to this question: Why men suffer?
我相信全世界上的人都有这样的观念。
I'm sure people throughout the world have the same concept.
我们受苦是因为我们人犯了罪。
We suffer because of our sin.
所以罪痛受苦是分不开。
So they are inseparable.
Okay. 那这个问题里面另外还有一个 connotation， 另外还有一个包含的意义。
But there's another connotation in this question.
他说是这个人犯了罪呢，还是他的父母犯了罪？
And they ask, who sinned, him or his parents?
是换句话说，若是他的父母犯了罪，那么父母犯罪影响后代。
In other words, if it was his parents who sinned, then they have the punishments passed along to their descendants.
哇，我们中国人最懂得这个道理了。
Oh yes, how we understand, we Chinese understand this very well.
我们常常说好了，积点德了，让你的后代蒙福了。
And we often say to tell people that you better do some good work so that your children, your descendants might reap the fruit.
若是我们有的时候，我们下一代受了苦的时候，人家说为什么呢？就是因为他的父母做了孽，所以他的儿女受报啊。
And if it's someone suffering, we say that because his parents or grandparents, they had done evil, and now they are being repaid.
显而易见的，犹太人中间有这个观念的。
And obviously, the Jews had the same concept.
若是从旧约圣经的话，你可看得出来。
And if you go through the Old Testament, you can see that.
他说的是你犯罪的话，他说我要追讨你三世代。
And God said, if you have sinned, your sin will follow you for the next three or four generations.
所以在旧约的宣纸有一句话来形容这件事。
And that's why in the Old Testament prophets, they have a word to describe this.
父母吃了三葡萄，把儿子的牙齿都酸倒了。
And that's when the parents eat the sour grapes, the children's teeth, they became sour.
Become sour, 对不对啊？ Okay, now, 但是另外有一件事，他说是这个人犯罪吗？
But another issue, that is it this man who sinned?
所以这个问题 including three connotations.头一个是罪同受苦有关系，第二个是父母犯了罪，儿女受报，第三个说这个人犯罪吗？
So there are three connotations in this one question. One is the relationship between suffering and sin, and second is the parent's sin and this man's suffering, and thirdly is his own sin and his suffering.
我请问你，他生来是瞎眼的，那么什么时候犯了罪？才是生来瞎眼的。
Then let me ask you, if he was born blind, then when did he sin before he became blind?
Come on.他生来瞎眼的，那么什么时候他犯了罪？
He was born blind, and therefore, when how far do we have to trace back to his sin?
Hey, come on, 用你脑子，啊？那前世犯了罪，今世受苦啊。
And that's the life before this one, he sinned, and therefore in this life he shall suffer.
换句话说，在当时的耶稣基督的门徒们也相信 reincarnation.
In other words,
对不对啊?
even the Jews in those days, they somewhat believe in reincarnation.
啊，从前你前世犯了罪，后世要受报。
If you have sinned in the life before, you will suffer in this life.
啊，我们中国人也有这想法的嘛。
Chinese have same idea, don't they?
若是人家待你好，你没法子报答，你说好了，我下世做个狗都报答你。
And if someone treated you well, and there's no way you could repay him, you say, well, in next life, I will serve you even as a dog.
所以这个问题问耶稣的问题不是简单的一个受苦的问题。
So this question is not just a simple question about suffering.
换句话说，人对受苦的看法都包括在这个里面了。
In other words, this question really contained all the aspects of man's thinking about suffering.
在圣经里面去找。
If we look through the Bible,
若是你去看若不记。
You see the book of Job.
啊，你能够想象世界上人对于受苦这个问题是能找到的问题，找到的答复都在这里了。
And if you talk about the answers that man is seeking in terms of suffering, they all contain in that book.
但是没有一个人有把握。
But no one has the assurance.
所以他们就问耶稣这个话。
So they asked Jesus the question.
我告诉你啊，当我第一次读到这两节圣经的时候，我心里真高兴。
You know, when the first time I came upon this two verses, I was so happy.
因为人不知道主耶稣一定知道了吗？
Because、
啊、对不对？
what man didn't know, Jesus knew already.
没有一个哲学家能够答复这个问题，至少我的主能够答复这个问题啊。
No philosopher is able to answer the question, but Jesus did.
当我走到那里的时候，我把眼睛脱掉，睁开眼睛好好的看，主怎么答复的？
So I took my glasses off and paid close attention to how Jesus was about to answer.
所以你们戴眼镜的应该把眼镜拿出来看看。
So if you're wearing glasses, take your glasses off now.
真的，你看主怎么答复的？
And see how Jesus was going to answer him.
从来没有一个人答复这个问题的。
No one has ever addressed that question.
哈，我们的主怎么答复这个问题啊？
And how was Jesus going to do it?
要不要听？
You want to hear?
要不要听？
要。
You?
要听啊！要不要听？
You want to hear?
我们都要。
Yes, we do.
好，我们看主怎么答复的。
Let's look at how Jesus answered them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经不是一本简单的书啊。
And brothers and sisters, the Bible is not a simple book.
特别是你们年轻的人。
Especially you young people.
你们不要看这是一个古老的经典。
Don't look at this as an ancient book of doctrine.
Actually, Bible, 圣经是一本 timeless truth, but that's with a timely message. 翻中文。
圣经是一。圣经是一本没有时间性的那个书，但是圣经的这信息是长新的，常常就每天的会应用在我们生命上面。
所以我们不要把这个圣经忽略掉。
So do not neglect this book.
你好好的念。
And study it closely.
有多少的人生的问题没法子解决的，你在圣经里找到答复啊。
There are a lot of questions in life you find no answer except in the Bible.
OK, 我们看看今天耶稣怎么说的。
Let's look at how Jesus responded.
主耶稣回答说。也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。
Neither this man nor his parents sin.
啊，感谢赞美主啊
！Oh, thank God.
今天主耶稣答复了他们问题中间的一个问题。
Jesus answered one of their questions.
这个人生来瞎眼的同罪有没有关系
？Is any relationship between the fact he's born blind and his sin?
有没有关系
？Any relationship?
有没有关系
？Any relationship?
没有啊
？None.
那好，你们还是不懂道理。
You still don't understand it.
同这个人的罪，同他父母的罪没有关系。
He said it has nothing to do with his sin or his parents' sin.
所以从现在起，若是在教会里有哪一个人生了厉害的病，你头一个思想，不要说他一定犯了罪，你不要这个思想。
And therefore, if anyone in your church falls ill, do not come immediately come with the idea that oh yeah, he has sinned.
好像我圣保罗曾经有两次心脏病，差不多要死了。
like me, Paul Shin, I had two heart attacks and I was on the brink of death.
我知道的。
And I knew it.
在我的教会里有人说，恐怕我的牧师有的不对吧，犯了罪了，所以上帝叫他生心脏病。
I knew that someone in our church was murmuring, said, oh yeah, something must have been wrong with the pastor, and therefore God was punishing him with a sickness.
那有的时候，这个罪同病是相关的。
Sometimes the sickness does follow the sin.
好像第五章里面讲到那一个三十八年的瘫子。
Like in chapter 5, we talk about the man who has been paralyzed for 38 years.
到主耶稣医好了他以后，对他说：“你不要再犯罪。”
When after Jesus healed him, he said, "Sin no more."
显而易见的，那一个人的病同他的罪有关系的。
And obviously, his suffering, his disease has something to do with the sin.
但从今天主的答复，我们找到一个非常要紧的道理。
But in Jesus' answer today, we find a very important truth.
有的时候，人的犯罪啊，人的受苦，同罪没有关系。
Sometimes man's suffering has nothing to do with his sin.
好，那么到底是为什么呢
？Then what is it for?
OK, 我们再看下去。
Let's keep on reading.
他说是要在他身上显出上帝的作为来，本日做工，不是称作本日，我们必须做那差我来这里工，和耶讲道就没有人做工了。
But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
那么到底是为什么原因？
Then why did it happen?
啊，耶稣答复没有啊？
Did Jesus give the answer?
啊，耶稣答复没有啊？
Did Jesus give the answer?
Come on, 耶稣答复没有？
Did he?
没有。 有。
Some said no, some said yes.
有人说有，到底有没有啊？巴布隆湖。
Did you? Did you not?
啊，有没有？有啊。
Yes.
没有啊？到底有没有啊？
Make up your mind.
有人说哇，有人答过，因为要在这个人身上显出上帝的作为来。
Someone said yes, because this will happen so that the work of God might be glorified in
him. Okay, now 我这一点我慢慢的给你们讲，到最后给你们讲。
Now I'm going to save that for the last and explain that to you.
若是真正要看这段经文的话。
But we're really going to understand this passage.
我们看见主耶稣没有直接的答复这个问题啊。
Jesus did not give a direct answer here.
他只告诉我们说，神要做工，把这个人从苦难中间救出来。
All he was saying is that God is going to work and to deliver this man from suffering.
所以我就明白一件事。
So I understood one thing.
啊，在这里啊，跟我们主耶稣基督仍然没有给我们一个完全的答复。
Jesus still hadn't given a complete answer here.
他有一个答复，但是不是个完全的答复。
He gave a partial answer.
啊，那么为什么这么样做呢？
Why did he do that?
为什么他不给我们完全了解呢？
Why didn't you give us a full understanding?
你们知道我是个讲道的人。
You know, I'm a preacher.
我教学生说，你讲道要把道理讲出来。
When I teach my students, I say, when you preach, preach the whole meaning.
I know it's kind of hard to translate. 这个是最不容易给我讲的。你要讲道，要讲道。
If you want to preach, you preach.
You see, preach and preaching, 讲道要讲道， it's a totally different thing, 对不对？但为着这样的以后，我说主啊，你一定要告诉我为什么会这样。
But I said, Lord, tell me why did it happen?
我问这个问题，我在神面前有这个读经的态度，表明我里头 dissatisfied， 我不满足。
And I showed that inside my heart there's a desire to learn more about the Bible. I was not satisfied.
忽然间，我的心里面有一件事发生了。
And something happened in my heart suddenly.
发现呢，我们在做父母的人中间，对我们那些小孩子，有的时候一些问题，我们不一定完全答复吗
？And I realized that even as parents, we don't always give our children's questions full answers.
当那个时候，正好我家里有一个小孩子问一个教会里面发生一件事，
and,
为什么？他问我为什么
？Right at time, something happened in our church. One of my children asked me, why did it happen?
我对他怎么说呢
？You know how I responded?
你还小，你现在不懂，大了你会懂的。
I said, you're still young. When you grow up, you understand.
那有的时候是这样子的。
And sometimes that's the way to
it. 你没有法子答复他的。
You cannot answer him.
我现在请问你们这些做父母的人。
Let me ask you who are parents.
是不是有的时候小孩子问你一个问题，我知道他不容易懂，你不答复他，我真的告诉他没有什么益处，你不答复他，有没有这个情形呢？
Don't you sometimes size up the question or not answer him because it's not the time for him to understand?
Come on, 有没有这个情形呢？
Has it ever happened?
哦，那我告诉你个真的事呢。Tell you the truth, a true story. Okay, 我有一个孙女，她大概四岁五岁的样子。
I have a granddaughter, and she's about 4 or 5.
那么他们到我们家里的 visiting 的时候，她的母亲就是我的女儿，同我的太太，他们就谈到教会里面认识的一个人的夫妻怎么样的出了问题。
And when my daughter, that's her mother, came to visit, she and my wife start talking about something happened to someone in the church who has a marital problem.
你知道这个女儿同母亲讲话的是什么都讲的啊
？And you know when a daughter talks to her mother, they talk about everything.
那个时候我正好躺在这个椅子上休息。
I happened to be lying on a chair resting.
我在看书。
I was reading.
那么这个圣女呢，就在这个 sitting room 里面在玩。
And my granddaughter was also playing in the sitting room.
但是这个女孩子很聪明。
But she's very smart.
她一面玩一面听她妈妈同这个祖母在讲这些事。
She was playing, but with her ears perked up, listening to the conversation between her mother and grandma.
怎么吵啊？怎么把东西打破啊？怎么样打孩子啊？讲得很清楚的。
They gave very vivid description of how they're arguing, they threw things around, they so forth, they beat the kids.
这个小孩子听了以后，她有一个 reaction. 她怎么说呢？
And when a child heard that, she had an idea in her mind.
既然要吵架，为什么结婚？
And she said, if they had to argue, why did they get married in the first place?
他这个四五岁的一个小孩子哎。
And that was a child of 4 or 5.
你看他会问这样的问题。
And she would come up with a question like that.
他讲的对吗？既然要吵架，为什么结婚呢？
She was right, right? If we were going to argue, why did they get married to begin with?
你们告诉我。
And you tell me why?
既然要吵架，为什么结婚？哇！我心里这样想哎
，and I thought in my heart，
哇，这个小孩子中了毒了。
I said, her mind is poisoned。
她将来就不要结婚了。
And she will never want to get married, right?
你是结婚都要吵架的，那结婚干什么？
If marriage means quarreling, why bother?
我心里面真是有点为她难过，我说不要这个孩子中了毒，将来嫁不出去呢，我正担心死了。
And I was really concerned about her, that her mind had been all poisoned, and that she would remain unmarried for the rest of her life.
婆婆也没有答复她，她妈妈也没有答复她。
And neither her grandma nor her mother answered her directly.
他们四个眼睛睁大了看着她。
And they both looked at her, stared at her.
没有答复。
But they had no answer for it.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么？ 没有法子答复呀。
There's no way they could have answered the question.
所以我们中国人称为夫妇是欢喜冤家。
I know how to...
I was putting him on the spot. 是啊，我们称的又爱又恨。
And that husband and wife, you should always have a love-hate relationship.
你恨得了又舍不得把它丢掉，爱得了又不喜欢跟他在一起。
You hate each other, but you don't want to give up each other. You love, and yet you argue and quarrel.
他说我不能让这个小孩子那么下去的。But
I couldn't afford to let a child grow up that way.
所以我叫他来着，Angie，Angie来。
So I said, Angie, come here.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
等到你结了婚了，你就知道是为什么。
I said, after you got married, you'll know why.
啊, you see? 啊，我试试看，把他那一个东西把他，我不至于说，哎呀，这个结婚这个样子，我就不要结婚了。
So I was trying to neutralize the poison.
有没有这样的情形啊？
Does it ever happen?
有啊。
Yes.
有的女孩子同一个男孩子蛮好了， steady， 差不多要订婚了， check it out.
And it happens so often that a girl and a guy are going steady and they were about to be engaged, and all of a sudden one party chickened out.
为什么？
Why?
因为他想到他的爸爸妈妈天天打架，他说我结了婚想他们养老，我不要结婚。
Because he or she remembered that her parents was quarreling every day and said, I don't want to get married and be like them.
所以你们这些有女儿的爸爸妈妈千万不要打架。
And so those of you who have daughters, you cannot afford to have domestic quarreling argument.
不单是如此，就是说，不要说是在那个形而上的领域里面，在这个 philosophical 的 realm 里面，就是说，在我们物质的世界里面，有很多东西我们没法子找到答复的。
It's not just in the philosophical realm, but even in the material realm, we have questions that we cannot answer.
有很多东西我们没法子解释的。
A lot of things we cannot give an explanation.
那我现在告诉你们一件事。
Let me tell you one thing.
我现在请问，眉毛同头发是不是在同样的头部，而且同样的 hair？
Let me ask you，
啊
，your hair and your eyebrow， do they belong to the same kind of hair？ They grow the same part of your head？
完完全全一样的
，same thing。
它的组织完完全一样的
，same kind of tissues。
啊，但是奇怪，头发天天长，眉毛不长的。
The strange thing that your hair keeps on growing， but not your eyebrow。
如果眉毛也长的话，你看像什么样子？ 啊， 像什么样子？
Or else.
啊，我问你为什么？
You know why?
我告诉你，没有一个人告诉你为什么。
No one has told you why.
没有一个人告诉你为什么。
No one has ever told you.
奇怪，这个地方的细胞它有个意识，到了一个时间就不长了。
It's so strange that the cells in this part of body, they had the sense not to overgrow.
啊，我告诉你啊，这个小孩子生下来嘛，最多就这么大小了。
Well, when a child's born, he or she is about this size.
我会长到我们这么大。
And they'll grow to the full size like this.
你们有没有吹那个橡皮泡泡，吹大的时候变得怎么样？
Have you ever tried the bubble gums?
啊？
You know what happened when you really blow it out?
它会破，对不对？
It pops, right?
你有没有看见过一个小孩子长大了，长到这么大的时候皮破掉？
Have you ever seen a child who has grown up to such a size and she popped?
你说，哎呀，这个是细胞分裂啦，分裂，所以分到一个程度嘛，它就长大了，就不会破了。
Oh, I say, oh yeah, that's because of the fission of the cells, and then it start growing and growing, That won't happen.
哎，我请问，为什么到那个时间它不分裂了？若是激素分裂下去，分到养我的嘛，72岁，你看那个分裂到什么程度了？啊
？But why did the fission stop?
哦，不得了了。
When it comes to a certain time, otherwise a person will keep on growing and growing.
看起来好像是笑话，但是你说你怎么答复啊？
If it sounds like a joke,
啊，who's
how are you going to answer that?
哪一个人叫他停止的？
Why did growth stop?
弟兄姊妹们，有很多的事我们就没法子解释。
There are so many things we have no explanation for.
那最新研究植物学的人，
The first who studied the plantology.
他们发现呢，这个树木的开花不一定是靠着阳光，懂那个潮湿。
And they realized that the plants bloom not just because of the sunshine and the rain.
因为他们做实验。
Because they had conducted experiments.
把开花的树木，把它有阳光状态，也有适当的时分不开花。
And there are certain plants, they do just simply did not give flowers when they have proper sunshine and nourishment.
它是奇怪,放那个开花的姿势,接上去,
But as soon as they grabbed it, a plant that does flower, immediately the flowers come forth.
所以他们说有一个不知道的东西, 叫是我们开花,
and they said there must be something that we don't know about that causes the plants to flower.
你说这个念句枯秀的人，你说怎么样？不知道的东西会叫它开花的。
You know, the scientists, they know there's something they don't know about that causes plants to flower. Yeah, I know a lot of things that I don't know about. Well, Jesus did not give a full answer here, maybe because it wouldn't do us any good. Because we wouldn't be able to fully understand. And Paul has said this. He said, now we're like little children. We see things unclearly. But we shall understand when we come to see him face to face. But Jesus gave us a partial answer here. It's incomplete. He said that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
至少给我们一个意念,
At least gave us one idea. Sufferings did not come from God.
若是神要叫人受苦,又要工作来把人救出来,你说有那么一个糊涂人吗?
Would God do a foolish things such as causing someone to suffer and then delivering from the suffering?
又要叫人受苦,要把人从苦中救出来,你说这个上帝是个好玩的人?
You throw him into suffering, cause him to suffer and then trying to deliver him.
我前面有没有这样一个父母的?
Do we have a parent like that?
不可能的嘛,
Impossible.
而让他在苦中间要把他救出来,这个不是开玩笑。
Causing someone to suffer in the first place and then trying to deliver him.
所以我们知道这个受苦不是从神来的。
And we know suffering did not come from God.
相反的,神要做工来把人从苦难中间救出来。
On the contrary, God worked to deliver us from suffering.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
虽然这个受苦对于我们现在来讲还是有一点奥秘,
Even though the subject of suffering is still somewhat a mystery to us, but one thing we can be counseled.
上帝是把我们人从苦难中间救出来的,
God delivers us from suffering.
我实在看见在教会里面,在主的里面,在福音里面,我们看见这样的事实。
And we witness facts like that in our church, in our life, in the gospel.
我们,若是你们大家晓得,女孩中间有个 Johnny Erickson,
And you've probably heard of a girl named Johnny Erickson. You know how she was paralyzed? And I never read about her because I was busy with my writing and preaching. But I saw her on TV during one of Billy Graham's crusades.
我看见起头的时候一个面貌,那么在那个荧幕上,哎呀,我说这个女孩子长得很端正。
And I saw that her face on the TV screen and said, she is well built.
而且笑容满面,那是表明这个radiant, the Christian radiant, 是这个基督徒的发光。
And she has this radiant smile on her face that only a Christian can display.
她是慢慢慢慢这个基督徒拉过来的时候,哎呀,发现这个人完全在一个人以上面。
And then the TV, the focus begins to pull back and all of a sudden they show the entire person, she was sitting on a wheelchair.
不但如此,
Not only that,
我看见她那个手都是这个样子的。
And I saw that even her hands were kind of shriveled up. And I was amazed. How can a person living like that show that kind of radiance? Be so happy. And from her testimony, I was listening to her testimony in tears. Not only was she herself delivered from suffering, but she had a ministry to help other unfortunate young people, and I said, this is a great person. If you look at the hymn book of our church, you'll see the several songs written by a girl who had gone through a lot of suffering. Her name is Fanny
Crosby.
She became blind because the doctor gave her the wrong prescription. You know how she testified?
She said,
If I ever had a chance to see my doctor again, I'll tell him, don't worry about it because you apply the wrong medicine.
他说我的瞎眼就成了我生命中的祝福。
He said, my blindness has become my blessing.
使我里面的眼睛开开，让我认识这位全能的神。
And it enabled me to open my inner eyes so that I can meet eternal God.
他写了6000首赞美诗。
And she has written 6,000 hymns.
帮助了多少的人？
Helped countless people.
你知道吗？
You know?
我真是羡慕那个有音乐恩赐写赞美诗的人。
I envy those people who have that musical talent who writes hymns.
我觉得他们比我们传道人好得多。
And I feel that they are superior to us preachers.
你知道为什么？
You know why?
他们的赞美诗唱了再唱，唱了再唱，没有人觉得炒冷饭的。
And you can sing the hymns hundreds and thousands of times. No one would ever get bored from singing.
啊，若是我们讲道的人，一个牧师在一个教会里，一篇道理在两年之间讲两次，马上有人说，牧师啊，你讲是讲得很好，但是我在什么时候听过你讲的？
If I, as pastor, would preach the same sermon twice within 2 years, someone would immediately come up and let me know.
我感谢神一件事。
But I thank God for one thing.
主耶稣基督来。
Jesus come.
是神的工作。
As a part of God's work,
他要把人从苦难中救出来
to deliver us from suffering.
但是在第四节里面告诉我们说，趁着不热，我们必须做那差我来这的工，包括门徒们在里面。
Verse 4 says, as long as it is day, we must do the work of Him who sent us.
弟兄姊妹们，不单是主是神差来要做这个工作的。
Not only Jesus was sent by God.
我们基督徒也应该做这个工作。
You and I and all Christians also must.Take part in this work to deliver us from the other people from suffering. And that's the most important thing that God's going to do to this suffering world. Christians have the obligation to deliver other people from suffering.
无论是在疾病中间，或者是家庭的破碎中间，或者是商业的失败中间，或者是无论在什么样的战争的苦难中间，弟兄姊妹们，我们不可袖手旁观啊！我们要做啊！
When we see the suffering, whether it's sickness or broken homes or there's a failure in business or whatever, or the torment of wars, we cannot stand by and stand there and watch.
我第一次到美国来是来念书的。
The first time I came to the States to study.
当时神就为我开传道的门。
But God opened a door to preach for me.
所以我有机会，无论在美国、加拿大、英国、法国、德国，所以是所有的国家，我可以向他们讲神的话。
And that's why I had the opportunity to preach in the United States, in Canada, England, Germany, France, and Switzerland, wherever God calls me.
我曾经到过一家人家。
And I have visited one friend.
那一家人家给我的 impact 是没有言语可以形容的。
And the impact they had on me was indescribable.
是一个牧师带我去探望的。
A pastor told me to visit them.
这个牧师有他的用意。
And he had his intent.
因为我是从远东来的。
Because I am from the Far East.
我不是一个白皮肤的人。
I'm not a white-faced Caucasian.
所以他把我带到那一家去拜访。
So he told me to visit that family.
而且是在吃晚饭的时候去拜访。
And right about the dinner time.
你知道我们传道人 visiting 最忌就是人家在吃饭的时候去看人家。
You know, as the preachers, there's one thing we really...sensitive to as that's visiting other people at dinner time.
因为马上请你吃饭嘛。
Because immediately they will ask you to sit down and eat with them.
那第二次你去看他的时候，他说啊，又来了，又来吃饭了。
And if you visit them again, said here comes the preacher again.
所以我们吃饭的时候不去看人的。
So we don't visit at dinner time.
但他带我去是一个特别目的。
But he did it for a special reason.
因为他们教会里面行一件事。
Because they were doing one thing in their church.
那一天晚上。
That evening.
他们把所有的晚饭的钱省下来，要帮助远东的一些孤儿。
Good. That evening, all the church family saved the money for the supper to help the orphans in the Far East.
他们要送到韩国去。
They were going to send the money to Korea.
但是那一家人家，这个刀子、叉子、盘子仍然摆在台子上。
But for the family, they had all the dinner table settings ready on the table.
孩子一样的坐在台子上。
They still sat around the table.
一样的谢饭。
And they still gave thanks for the food.
但是没有饭吃，没有碗。
But nothing was served.
这个父亲就讲给孩子们听。
And the father told the kids.
我们省下这个钱来。
We saved this money.
我们要帮助那些无衣无食的孩子。
So we can help the children who are without clothing, without food.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是一个太fancy 的 story.
This is not a fancy story.
但是我可以告诉你啊。
But I can tell you.
这一些美国的基督徒的这样的行为。使我东方来的传道人受很大的感动。
As a preacher from the Far East, I was so moved by the way of life of some of these American brothers.
我们太少有那个 conscious about other people's suffering. 我们太少了。
And we are so seldom we are conscious of the people around the world.
我们很没有想到别人在苦难中我们需要帮忙的。
We never thought about people who were in the suffering that needed our help.
我们现在的基督徒的家庭很富裕，小孩子有很多的玩具。
And most Christian families are well-to-do, and the children have a lot of toys.
但是从来没有一个家庭教导孩子说，这个圣诞节你把那多余的、好的，你分给别人。很少人教导这件事。
But very seldom we teach the children that this Christmas, let's set aside the good toys, some of the best things for those who have not.
弟兄姊妹们，你们睁开眼，向四围看看的时候，这是一个受苦的世界。
Brothers and sisters, when you open your eyes and look around the world, you see that this is a suffering world.
我看到报章记载，英国有个老太太。
And there's an article in the newspaper about an old lady in England.
隔壁的邻舍有四五天，一个礼拜没有见到她。
Her neighbor hadn't seen her for about a week.
他们大门进去看见的时候
，And when they opened her door,
这个老太太在楼梯底下躺在那里，死在那个地方。
And they saw her dead at the bottom of the stairs.
你们知道她送到这个死人房，要打开看她的胃里面充满了纸头 ，papers.
And when they did perform an autopsy on her.And they found that her stomach was filled with paper.
没有人买饮食，没有人帮助她。
She had no food and no help.
她只能吃纸头。
And she was eating paper.
结果就说死在那个楼梯底下。
And she died at the bottom of the stairs.
今天这个世界有多少需要人帮助的
？How many people in the world need our help today?
但是以我做中国教会，这个特别是在北美做中国教会牧师的经验
，But from my experience as pastor of Chinese church in the United States.
请你们原谅我，我不是骂你们。
Forgive me, I'm not pointing a finger at you.
我同你们教会不熟的，这是第一次来讲道。
It's the first time I've come to preach in your church.
我也不知道你们的情形。
I do not know your circumstances.
Generally speaking, 我所认晓得的，我们中国教会有些人呢、啊，哎呀，不但是不把人从苦难中救出来，叫人家吃个苦，他觉得快乐些。
There are Chinese Christians who not only help those who are suffering, but they enjoy in seeing people suffer.
哎呀，没有事，他又嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，找不到吵架，他旁边看好看。
And
真的。
And after the stomach filled and nothing to do, they enjoy in gossiping and seeing people.
哇，这个弟兄，这个姊妹已经很低沉的了。
And this brother, he was downcast enough.
我们应该说句话把他 lift up 把他说哎呀你的脸色真不好看了、啊、有病是吧
instead of saying something to lift his spirit up we said well you should look terrible are you sick
一个姊妹同本来有一个弟兄我说 break up 了但你看见他是哎呀你怎么头发也不梳所以男人不喜欢你
and as a sister who has broken up with her boyfriend and he said to her that how come you don't even take care of your hair and you look terrible
他本来已经伤心的要死了，跟你这么一讲啊
，She was broken hearted enough，
对不对
？Now with your help, she probably could have just killed herself。
那么为什么不能把人苦难中去救出来啊
？Why can't we spend some time to help people out of suffering？
教会是一个快乐的地方
，The church ought to be a happy place。
但是有的人那是专门制造麻烦。
And yet, there are a lot of some people who are nothing but troublemakers in the church。
奇怪啊，真奇怪。
And that's strange, isn't
it？ 只要他一来，什么事糟糕。
And everything, things would always go bad when a person appears.
真不像一个基督徒啊
And he certainly didn't act like a Christian.
一个基督徒是应该把从苦难中间救出来的
A Christian's job is to deliver others from suffering.
Okay, now 现在一个问题来了
Now that here's a problem.
啊，请你们再看圣经
Let's look at the Bible.
啊，耶稣回答说，不是，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
这句话怎么说的?
How do we interpret that?
耶稣怎么答复的?
How did Jesus answer?
怎么答复的? 哎, come on, 怎么答复的?
How did Jesus answer this question?
是不是主的意思说他瞎眼是上因为他瞎眼的缘故神的工作才可以彰显出来?
Was Jesus saying that he was blind so that God's work might be displayed in his life?
特别是我们中文是要在他身上彰显神的作为来
And the Bible said this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life
好像是说人受苦神的荣耀才能显出来对不对
as if saying that
对不对
only when men suffered that God's glory might be displayed
换句话说人受苦上帝的工作才可以彰显出来请问上帝的荣耀上帝的工作建造在人的痛苦上啊
Then let me ask you is God's glory is the work of GodBuilt on men's suffering?
Come on, 对不对?
对。
啊,
不对呀、啊，你们不是讲吗？哎呀，万事都无相效力了。哎呀，啊，这个是你受苦是苦难中间上帝的能力才能彰显出来了。我们也讲这个话。
Don't we always say that all things work together for the good of those who love God? And here's we see that this happened so that God's glory might be manifested.
请问你有没有小孩子？
有，
有。OK， 如是这个弟兄有小孩子。啊，那我们都晓得有小孩子，他要把他的死年，把他的快乐建造在他的儿女受苦上面的。我请问你，他是个什么样的父亲
？Let me ask you, if this brother is going to build his career, his happiness and his success on the suffering of his children, what kind of man would he be？
他很客气，没有自我。啊，那你们说，你们说，我们人都不可以这个样子的。
Man, don't even do that.
啊，你只要上帝能够他的工作要建立在人的痛苦上，因为人痛苦了，他这个上帝是什么样的上帝、啊、
？If God has to build His glory upon man's suffering, so that His work might be displayed, what kind of God would that be?
我们常常说耶稣基督的恩典，神的什么 ？The love of God, 对不对啊？我们说神是爱，神的慈爱。
We're talking about the love of God, that God is love.
若是神是爱的话，怎么能够把他的工作荣耀建立在人的痛苦上？
If God is love, how can he build his work, his glory upon man's suffering?
若是这个我们的上帝是这样的上帝的话，我第一个不传道。
If that's the kind of God we have, I would be the first one to quit preaching. You tell me.
若是他是我的父亲，他要把他的荣耀一切要建造我的痛苦上啊，我早就同他脱离关系。
If this were my father and he was going to build his success and happiness on my suffering, I would have declared.An end to our relationship.
那么到底什么毛病？那我要给你们看啊。
Then what is the problem? Let me show you this.
我们的翻译有的时候要加上这个 punctuation， 加上标点符号，有的时候会有问题的。
The punctuations for the Bible sometimes did cause some problem.
现在我请你们把电灯关了，我要请你们看。如果说照原文的翻译。原文本来没有一节，没有一章，没有这个点标点，没有的。
I'd like to turn the lights off and show you something on the overhead projector because in the original text we did not have the paragraphs, we did not have the punctuations.
中文的死要这两个字是最坏的翻译。
And the two words, so that is probably the worst part of the translation.
在原文中间没有这个意义的。
They were not in the original language.
同时，若是照中文的读法，要显出上帝荣耀来。你们看，你们的圣经那个地方 period， 这个 period 是加错的。
And the period after the phrase, the work of God might be displayed in this life was misplaced.
若是把这个 period 拿掉，改出个 comma。你读的时候就完全两样了。
It should have been replaced with a comma, and the meaning would have been totally different.
OK， 这里说，耶稣回答说：“对不起啊，耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，神的工作在他身上彰显出来。趁着不周，我们做了必须做了才会来这里工作，可以讲到就没有人做了。”
And the way we're going to read it is that Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened, that the work of God might be displayed in this life."As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
我现在请问你，若是这样念的话，同刚才我们那个中文的翻译有没有两样？
Yes, does it read any differently from the official Chinese version?
有没有两样？为什么呢？因为啊，这个地方本来是一个 period， 你给拿掉。
Replace the period with a comma.
变成个 comma。若是变成这样一个点的话，那么下面读的时候，你能够读得上去，你能懂得哦。神的工作是要把人从苦难中救出来。现在要趁着不地了，我们赶必须要做了，才我来这里工，因为黑夜降到没有人做了，很清楚和明白。
And because the meaning becomes much clearer when we take away the connotation that there's some relationship between God's glory or God's work displayed on His life and the fact that man was born blind.
I should put it in the English form too, but I have no time to do it. 这样，我再给你们讲为什么主要怎么讲。
Now, why did Jesus put it that way?
为什么主要怎么讲？
Why did it read it that way?
有一个道理在这里。
There's a reason for that.
耶稣看见这个生来瞎眼的人。
When Jesus saw the man who was born blind,
他就要帮助他。
He wanted to help him.
他要救他。
He wanted to deliver him.
这是神差他来做的工作。
Because this is the work that God has sent him to do.
嘿，这些门徒们进来了。
And here came the disciples.
夫子啊， yes. 这个人生来瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪啊？
He said, Rabbi.
是这个人呢，还是他的父母呢？
He said, Rabbi, this man was born blind. Whose sin was it? Was it his parents or his that caused him to be born blind? They start discussing philosophy. They talk about theology. But Jesus said to them, this is not a time to talk about the problem of man. If a man is suffering, the first thing to do is to deliver him. And God's will is to deliver him. And whatever we are to do, we are to do hastily. Don't waste time discussing whose sin it was. I know you probably wouldn't appreciate this very much. Let me give you an example.
I
only have 5 minutes.
嘉宾说我们这个地方有个水塘。
Let's say that we have a pool of water here.
那么我们中间有个小孩子掉下去要死了。And
a boy just fell into the pool. He's about drowning.
他掉下去，上来，哦，help！救命啊，救命啊！这喊。He
was yelling, help, help in the pool.
现在我们这里啊有两三百人。
We have a couple hundred people standing around.
我们看见这个小孩子要死了。And
watching him drowning.
但是我们就大家要商量 discussion 到底是谁的错。
But first of all, we've got to discuss whose problem, whose fault it was.
有人说他的父母不对。
Some said his parents was at fault.
这个水这么危险，怎么不能好好的教导这个孩子，让这孩子到哪里去？那个父母不对。
And the water means danger. How come that his parents never taught him that?
有人说不对。
Some said no.
是我们教会的那些 officials 是不对。
But the church leaders are at fault.
知道这个地方不好，应该摆一个sign在这里说这很危险，不要下去游泳。
They should have put up a sign that says danger, do not swim in the pool.
有人说 no, 这是政府的问题。
And then some big people say that, well, that's the government's problem. The government should have put up the sign. Let me ask you, was it the right approach? The right thing to do? After all the discussion, what would have happened to the child? You understand?
像这样的情形是要商讨这个正义的问题呢，哲学的问题呢，还是应该跳下去，马上去把他救起来。
Is that a time to discuss the matter of truth, the matter of philosophy or theology, or is it time to jump in and save the child?
你懂了吧?
Do you understand now?
这就是为什么主给他讲这话。
And that is why Jesus answered that.
说神的工作在他身上彰显出来啊。
He said that the work of God shall be displayed in his life.
啊, 趁着不热,我们做那差我来这里工啊。
And as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. But the night shall come when no one shall work, can work.
弟兄姊妹们啊,
brothers and sisters, if we are going to deliver others from suffering, it is now that we must do it. We can't afford to have philosophical discussions. And you know, there's a period of time when the nation was in grave danger, and yet the government leaders, they were doing nothing except holding philosophical talks all day long. Same thing with the church. We debate and argue about issues like baptism. You know, there are different modes of baptism. And that's what we have so many Baptists.
啊，不同的浸信会。
Different Baptists.
有人说受浸的时候应该奉圣父一次，奉圣灵一次，那三次才能够那真正受浸了。And
someone will say that, well, when we're baptized, we have to do it three times. The first time the name of the Father, second time the name of the Son, the third time the name of the Holy Spirit.
有人说不行，那受浸应该往前面的，不要往后面的。And
some say, no, when you've been baptized, you have to be immersed forward, not backward.
啊，我有一次到一个城里面去讲道。
One time I was preaching in a town. There are two Baptist churches side by side.
我就问他们，我说，既然那一边也是个浸信会，为什么你们还这里有一个浸信会呢？
And I asked one of the church, well, if there's another church right next door, why should have two?
但是我们不懂的。
Oh, say, oh, we are different.
他们是要洗脚的，我们不洗脚。
They wash their feet, we don't.
哎呀，你会看见教会就是为这么一点点的芝麻大事吵啊吵啊吵啊吵啊吵，就忘记了外面有那么多受苦的人，我们需要去救他们，忘记了这件事。The
Church of Jesus Christ has spent so much time arguing about insignificant things, we've forgotten about the suffering outside.
救人是一个urgency.
Saving people's soul is an urgency.
有的不一定我们在教会争吵，但是不要忘记啊！你说，哎呀，我忙了，我没有功夫了，我不能做的哦。救人的灵魂，救人从苦难中间出来，我们也趁着机会的。
We must do it when there's still time, there's still opportunities. Instead of spending our time arguing what we should do, what we should not do.
在中国内地有一个小小的乡城。
In the inland China, there's a small village.
那么有一条河。
And there's a creek nearby.
有一个小孩子掉下去，要淹死了。
A child fell into the creek and then was about to drown.
但是在整个的村庄里，只有一个人会游泳。
But in the whole village, only one person knew how to swim.
那个人就是grocery的这个owner。
And he was the owner of the grocery store.
孩子掉下去，危险的时候，他们赶来告诉他说：“哎，赶快呀，赶快！这个小孩子要淹死了。”
And when the child was drowning, they ran to him and said, "Come and help! This child is about to drown."
但是呢，他正好生意很忙的时候，他好好，我来，马上来，我这个钱账算好了，马上来。
But he was just real busy with his business. He said, "Okay, I'll come as soon as I can."
哪晓得这个人贪钱呢？算好了账以后，另外一个人要付钱，他马上再给他付，弄好了走了，去到那里，小孩子就死掉了。But
because of his greed, he took care of one customer, and then another one about to pay. He took care of him. By the time he got to the scene, the child is dead.
等到人把那个小孩子拉起来。
And when they pulled out their child,
是他自己的独生儿子。
He was his only son.
你们怎么不受感动的啊？
Why are you not moved?
啊，自己的独生儿子。
That was his only child.
你想这个人多懊悔啊！
You know how regretted he was.
我不应该贪住这两个生意。
I shouldn't have been so greedy with my business.
不然我这个孩子不会死的。
Otherwise, my child would have lived.
将来有一天我们到主的面前。
One day we'll come to before the Lord.
可能我们也会这样。
Maybe we'll be asked the same question.
我们不该这么忙世界上的事。
I should have been told so busy with the worldly things.
神已经给我很多东西了。
And God has given me enough.
我应该去拯救人的灵魂。
I should take my time and use it on the saving of men's souls.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
一个得着生命的人。
One who has received life.
而没有得着丰盛生命的人，
but not the abundant life，
不会想到别人的，
will not think of others，
因为我们幼稚没有长大，
because we're still childish， we have not grown up。
但一个得着丰盛生命的人，
but one who has received the abundant life，
自然会挑起救人的责任来，
they will shoulder up the responsibility of saving others from suffering。
弟兄姊妹们啊， 多少的人， 自己我们的骨肉， 他们没有听见福音。
Oh, how many people in the world and how many of our kinsmen, they are on the verge of destruction and perishment because they have not received the gospel.
中国大陆，
mainland China,
世界各地，
all around the world,
多少中国人，
how many Chinese?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你应该醒悟过来啊，
wake up.
神的工作是要叫我们去帮助人，把从苦难中间救出来的。
The work of God is for us to save souls, to save people from suffering.
趁着白日做那差，我来这里工。
And we must work when it is still daylight.
哦，我们懒惰不做，求主赦免我们。
Father, forgive us for our laziness.
求你自己的圣灵感动我们。
And we ask you to work through us.
Oh Lord,
Holy Spirit,
主啊，求你自己让我们醒悟过来。想到我们已经蒙恩了，但是我们现在要求你用圣灵充满我们，得着丰盛的生命，所以我们可以为你工作。Father, ask thee to fill us with the Holy Spirit, and also give us abundant life, so we can be able to be a fisher's man, save souls for thy kingdom, and also aid the new ones come to the church, and also help us to not only be zealous, but also be a good Christian worker. Oh Lord, time is short. Soon the second coming will be here. But Lord, before this occurrence, and help us to be a good worker for thee, for thy kingdom. 天父啊，我们知道你要来。 就很快要来，趁你没有来以前，趁着这个国家还自由的时候，让我们都为主工作。有多少人需要帮助，主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们能够帮助人。主啊，求你自己给我们力量，
让我们真的在这个退休会里面能够追求被圣灵浇灌充满，得出丰盛的生命。连我们年轻的孩子也有一种sense of urgency 去帮助别的人来救人进到神的国度。主啊，你祝福这个聚会，听我们的祷告，特别纪念这些年轻的人。 Thank you, O Lord, for our young people. Such a good group of young people to this church. May thy teaching, thy word, and give them a good lesson today. Not only enjoy themselves about the salvation, the eternal life, and the enjoyment come from the salvation, but let them sense the urgency to save other young people. So many young people are Chinese young people outside of the church, outside of the kingdom of God, and give them the vision and also give them a drive they want to do, not for tomorrow, but for today, to save them, to bring them in to the fold of the sheep and come to the presence of the Lord. Lord, answer a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.